WCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz. In Georgia, prosecutors charging the 14-year-old suspected gunman in yesterday's deadly shooting at Appalachee High School with four counts of felony murder. The FBI says it investigated tips last year. The teen was threatening to shoot up a school, but say there was not enough reason to bring charges. Today, President Biden in Wisconsin at a convention and then called for stronger and sensible gun laws and to help limit access.
There are too many people who are able to access guns that shouldn't be able to. So let's require safe storage of firearms. I know I have mine locked up.
In Los Angeles, President Biden's son, Hunter Biden, was in court today, pleaded guilty to nine counts in a federal tax trial. Earlier, prosecutors rejected defense attorney attempts for an Alford plea, which would have allowed Hunter to plead guilty while maintaining his innocence on the conduct of charges. He'll be sentenced December 16th. And dangerous triple-digit temperatures keeping a grip in the Southwest and West Coast. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Joe Biden was in Vernon County today talking about new investments in clean energy for rural America.
Here in Westby, you know, I'm proud to announce that $7.3 billion in grants to 16 electrical co-ops nationwide to help rural communities.
Dairyland Power Co-op will be getting $573 million for new solar and wind power projects. And there's a new push to legalize medical marijuana in Wisconsin. Here's Terry Bell.
Native American tribal leaders are behind what they call the Wisconsin Wellness Initiative. A bill in the state assembly to create state-run medical marijuana dispensaries died last session in the state Senate. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Many residents were on hand for the public information meeting regarding the findings of the Richland County Campus and Governmental Buildings Feasibility Study last night, conducted by Venture Architects. During this time, they presented the findings of their evaluations of the Richland Campus, as well as the Richland County Courthouse and Community Services Building. Venture Architects approached the assessment by utilizing a third-party facility assessment platform to provide an objective, efficient tool for data collection. 1,373 data points were collected over nine buildings and three site locations over the course of 3 days. A main problem brought up at all buildings is the lack of ADA-compliant restrooms. It was also noted that many of the features of the buildings, HVAC systems, boilers, electrical systems, were original, making them 40 to 50 years old. Venture Architects estimates to make all the upgrades would be a renewal cost of nearly $6.4 million. To replace all the buildings would be nearly $124.5 million. And that's what you need to know.
The NFL season begins tonight. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Tonight, the Baltimore Ravens and the Kansas City Chiefs kick off the season. Tomorrow night, it'll be the Green Bay Packers versus the Philadelphia Eagles. Quarterback Jordan Love is entering his second season as a starter and is excited for the opportunity to open the year in Brazil.
Yeah, I'm excited. I definitely think it's a very cool opportunity to be able to play in front of a fan base who a lot of those people might not have seen the NFL game, might be the first NFL game. So I'm excited for it. And like I said, first one, so it'll be very exciting.
Kickoff for the Packers and Eagles is after 7 p.m. tomorrow night. For the third time in four games, the Milwaukee Brewers had to play a game in extra innings, and in all three of those games, including last night, the Brewers lost. The St. Louis Cardinals took the game in 10 innings with a 3-2 win. The Brewers are off today before playing a three-game home series against Colorado this weekend. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A shower or two lingering this evening, otherwise partly cloudy tonight and a low near 50. A mixture of sunshine and clouds for tomorrow, highs in the mid-60s. Sunshine continues for this weekend, pleasant and warming, upper 60s Saturday, upper 70s Sunday. Right now it's 76.
At Fleet Farm, we know every opening day doesn't begin and end with us. But if it did, we've got you covered. Everyday hunting gear from Winchester, Remington, and Bear. everyday fishing gear from Daiwa, St. Croix, and Rapala. Everyday yard cleanup from Scott's, Fiskars, and Agri-Fab. Whatever makes your day, we're right there with you. At Fleet Farm, we've got everything you need for everyday life.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, we do our popcorn pick of the week with Laughing Mountain Popcorn. Greg Badney talks this weekend's Sputnik Fest, and Ian O'Connor discusses his new book about Aaron Rodgers.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
It's cool. You can say that we ain't nothing, but you know the truth. And guess I'm the fool. With their arms out like an angel through the caution.
Welcome back to hour two of the precursor to what will be on Monday the Dominic Salvia Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 6 past the hour of 5 o'clock on your drive home. Glad to have you here. Todd Allball normally joining you from noon until 2 every afternoon here for the world headquarters of Civic Media high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square in Madison, and from our beautiful Waukesha studios in downtown Waukesha at WAUK. The one, the only, lovely, talented Jess. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's a Thursday.
Yes, it is a Thursday.
Somehow, I feel like it's somehow also the 10th day of the week.
Oh, yes, I know. It's been a long one, right? Lots going on. But you've been doing yeoman's work. You've been doing Maggie's show and Matt Rothschild filling in this week, doing a great job. And now you're doing this block, 4 to 6. Earl Ingram will be back in this chair tomorrow. And then coming up on Monday, it's our friend, once again, our colleague, Dominic Salvia, with the Dominic Salvia Show, 4 to 6. I am excited.
How about you? Italian Stallion. That's what we're calling him.
Yes, the Italian Stallion.
I mean, and with his Civic hair, Media. He does have that luxurious mane.
Yes. Yes, he absolutely is. I cannot wait. I cannot wait for this show. Really, really going to be something. Coming up this hour, lots to talk about again. Give you a little taste of J.D. Vance on the campaign trail. And he was on the Charlie Kirk Show. Not a program, Jess, that I regularly listen to. But
no, you don't usually listen to Turning Point.
It's not on my playlist. No.
I mean, probably good for your mental health.
You know, usually this time of night at 10 after 5, I'm just sitting around having a spotted cow and chomping on a glizzy.
And so I don't
I'm learning all these new Gen Z. A glizzy, I'm told, is a
hot dog. I have no idea. That's a hot dog?
A hot dog. That's what I'm told, a glizzy is a hot dog.
How and why?
That's what the kids tell me.
I have questions, and well, I don't know that you have the answers, but I'll ask my seventh graders.
Yes, because I have two godsons who are just out of college, but then I have a niece who's still in high school. And so I like to find these words out that the kids are using, use them, and then have them look at me and be like, seriously, Uncle Todd? No, just don't.
That's funny. I'm pretty young, but I teach a seventh grade class on Sundays.
Really?
I do, yeah.
Wow, that's awesome.
And sometimes they just use some words, and I just have to look at them and go, my guys, what does that mean? But then I try to use them, and they look at me like, please, never do that again.
Right. Just that, you don't want that look, right?
No.
Because I get that from my niece. Yeah. Oh Lordy. It's but you're still young. Wait till you get my age, and then you're just like, well, I try to stay relevant. I really try. But we're gonna do a little of that. We'll stay relevant here and hear from JD Vance, because of course the MAGA folks and the Trumpsters, they have this position now on childcare. One of the great issues for people in America right now. And they think they've got this all wrapped up. We'll hear about that. And also Morning Joe, Joe Scarborough from MSNBC's Morning Joe, talking about the double standard for mainstream media. How about that? Which I totally agree with. And so anyway, that's what's going on. And so anyway, we have a guest, a surprise guest coming up as well. So looking forward to that. I can't wait. This is, by the way, live radio, it's called. Yeah, you understand. Things have been a little hectic here at the old Civic Media this week. And so you wait for things to happen, and then they happen. You're like, well, that's fantastic.
Oh, it's happening. Sure.
Right, exactly. Like today, Michael Cohen showed up, the former Trump attorney. He was fantastic. Matt Flynn helped me out, and that was great again. I think we have a representative from the Harris campaign. Is that true?
You're stuck with me, Todd. This is Kevin Munoz with the Harris campaign here in Wilmington.
This is fantastic.
We had part of the information.
Right. Nobody. I'm sorry.
We're putting the pieces together.
Yes, I'm sorry to be such a dipstick here, but I've only gotten pieces of this, and I heard there was a rumor, Kevin, that you'd join us, but I never got the confirmation, but I'm thrilled you're here. Kevin, introduce yourself, and welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, both of you. I am Kevin Munoz. I am senior spokesperson for the Harris campaign, live from Wilmington, Delaware.
So, now, we were just talking about Wilmington, Delaware, because I grew up in Southwest Wisconsin, not too far from where President Biden was today. And I did not know until the president talked today and said that how much, even though it's on the East Coast, that Delaware has a lot of rural area. And as a former U.S. senator who represented Delaware, he had a lot of ag producers. I did not know that.
It is, with President Biden, every day you're going to learn a new fact about Delaware. And I can tell you, I've got many of them. I know where the best milkshakes are at, and the vice president now knows all of the good spots. But you're right. And I think when we talk about rural areas, you don't hear Democrats talk candidly about what they're doing in these types of areas, not just in terms of organizing, which we certainly are, but what are we doing to make rural Americans' lives better with the broadband that this administration has brought forward, what we've done to expand Medicaid, which is critical in rural areas. Mm-hmm. So I think we're excited to talk about that record.
Well, and we had somebody say earlier on the program, the first hour, and as a former Republican myself who left the party in 2011, we used to say, Democrats are great at policy, Republicans are great at narrative. And I think what has turned in this campaign, and I think President Biden started it, and quite frankly, I think because maybe you don't know him better than I do, he seems to be a humble guy who just wants to get things done. Some politicians want to be, some people want to get things done. I think that Joe Biden is a guy who wants to get things done. But I think the Harris campaign has done a remarkable job of actually talking about narrative, talking about what has transpired, what this administration has done. And as a kid who grew up in Southwest Wisconsin, $573 million for rural electrification. I'll clean it up for radio, but to quote the president, this is a big effing deal.
Yeah, you're right. And this is a reflection of an administration, a president, a vice president now that's running for president, that come to this job singularly focused on the American people, that understand to get big things done, you have to negotiate, you have to cut through the Washington gridlock, you have to, not get everything you want, but get most of you want. And what is turning out are real results for Wisconsinites. And I think we have a really great opportunity in this race with the vice president, who has this record alongside the president of getting things done in Washington, to talk about these other really big things she wants to get done, like this new small business proposal that would be, once in a generation consequential for small businesses across the country.
Yeah. Explain a little bit about this, Kevin. We're talking to Kevin Munoz from the Harris campaign. And because I think this is really important. We've heard these criticisms, which I just find astounding. Oh, geez, you know, there's no policy from the Harris people. Well, geez, number one, she just became the nominee like a month ago. She was trying to work for the president to prevent World War III and Middle East war. She had to choose a vice presidential candidate. She had to oversee a national convention on 3 weeks' notice, which was spectacular, in my opinion. And she had to go out and campaign and out-campaign Trump tenfold, you know. And after being vice president for 3.5 years, if you don't know where Kamala Harris stands, God help you.
I think you said it better than I could. But look, I think, you know, the vice president this campaign, I think we come at this uniquely cognizant of the work that we need to do to win over that small sliver of voters in these battleground states that will decide this election. And you know, those voters, they care deeply about the cost of living. They care deeply about who's going to fight for safer communities. They care deeply about hearing about, you know, from a politician that understands and has a record of getting things done. And so, look, I think there's so many ways to do that. We've done this when what we've talked about to lower costs, to address housing in this country. But it's also going to take a lot of work from her to think about what, you know, the American people really want to hear about. And a lot of this is reminding folks of the choice they have between us and Donald Trump. And we have to do that work on Donald Trump. I think the debate's going to be a big moment for us.
Yeah, I totally agree. About 3 minutes left here in this segment, Kevin. Tell us a little bit about Vice President Harris's plan for small business. I was an unsuccessful small business person at one point in my career. They're American heroes because they take risks, and they're not asking for, you know, government to do everything for them, but they're asking for a little help to get them started.
Well, Todd, the goal of this plan is to make sure that we have one less unsuccessful small business owner. So we can try this again. But look, yeah, small businesses, I don't think folks understand this, but when we say that they are the backbone of this country, that is not hyperbole. More than half of this country is employed by a small business. And so what the president of the United States should do is make it as easy as possible for small businesses to thrive. So there's really three big elements of this. One is to provide historic tax relief to businesses starting up. It costs about $40,000 for the average small business to start up. Right now, the tax relief stands around $5,000. So that means businesses right now, if you're trying to start a new mom and pop shop, start an e-commerce shop, you're looking at being in the red for at least $35,000. And that's just something that we think is not helpful. And it is not a way to succeed. So what we propose is going tenfold. Let's get to $50,000 in tax relief. The second part is red tape. Red tape is annoying. I hate filing my taxes. You hate it. What if we could streamline it, especially for a small business? What the vice president's proposed is let's cut through that. Let's standardize how small businesses file taxes, make it easier. The third part is making sure those small businesses that exist already, let's make sure we create more federal programs, more efficiency in these programs to continue to let them grow and thrive.
I couldn't agree more. Kevin, do you have time to come back and do 6 more minutes, or is your schedule booked?
I'm good.
All right. Well, stay tuned. We're going to take a little break here and do a little business. Come on back. This is Todd Albaugh filling in for Dominic Salvia, whose new show will start in this time slot on Monday. You're listening across Wisconsin to the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
You might wonder, John Legend, how do you keep your voice sounding so legendary? Honey, and how do I keep my protection against COVID-19 up to date? With a COVID shot this season, designed for recent variants.
You can get your COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot if you're due for both, as recommended by the CDC.
The fresher, the better.
Ask your healthcare provider about getting this season's COVID-19 shot when getting your flu shot.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect.
A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great-tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute.
News from the Center, WRCE.
Welcome back to Civic Media's Radio Hour, or I'm calling it the precursor to the Dominic Selvia Show, which will begin on Monday in this time slot, 4 until 6. Dominic Selvia will be along with you. I'm Todd Allball, normally with you in the noon to 2 time slot. And Jess, our fine producer down at our station in Waukesha. I'm here at the world headquarters of Civic Media in Madison, high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square from Lake Michigan to Lake Superior, Green Bay to the Mississippi River, and all points in between. Glad to have you along. Also glad to have along this half hour, Kevin Munoz from the Harris campaign, joining us from beautiful Delaware. And Kevin, glad to have you here. And were you on the Biden-Harris campaign and then were held over, or did you come into the campaign on the Harris side?
Oh, yeah. I have been here since April 2023, and I was in the Biden-Harris White House.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic. What was your role there?
I worked in the press office. I was the spokesman for COVID, all of the public health fun that this country's seen in the past couple of years.
Wow, that's incredible. It's great to have you along with us. Now, we have one of my former bosses on. I worked for the former majority leader here in Wisconsin in the state Senate, and then for a member of Congress. And we always used to try, when we wrote speeches for my boss, I was one of his key speechwriter, and you'd try to work in like a popular phrase. And you ever do that with the president or anybody, like, you know, try to get Joe Biden to say bussin'? Like, you know, everything here in Southwest Wisconsin is bussin'. You ever do anything like that to the president?
I got to be honest. I think we got to make sure with any candidate, but especially these candidates, everything we need to do needs to feel authentic and true to the candidate, because the minute you hit the cringe, just doesn't work. Right. But what I think we've seen, and it's been really extraordinary since late July when the vice president, you know, became the nominee, is just this real organic virality. And I know the virality is fun to talk about as a top line, but like, this is a big deal. This helps us reach a huge swath of folks in a way that's a lot more authentic than any press release I can write. And I think that matters a lot here when we're looking at a couple thousand voters across a couple states.
No, that's absolutely true. And when I did speeches from my former boss, you know, he would always catch those. He goes, "I'm not saying that." It was just fun. It was just fun in private to see if they catch it or not, and then we'd take it out. But you're right. Authenticity is the key. And again, you know, I've never had the honor to meet President Biden, but he seems like he's the kind of guy in terms of caring. You know, I was born with a cleft palate, a speech impediment. And here I am, ended up in radio through the grace of God and some really great surgeons. And what's always struck me about President Biden is these moments where he's taken a young person aside with a stutter and says, "Let me talk to you in private. I want your phone number." And these relationships that he's struck up. And we all, when we work in politics, we see our bosses in private. And yeah, they might swear more behind the door than not. But what you see with Joe Biden out with these kids, you can't fake that.
Exactly. I do not think you can feign the empathy, the kindness, and the decency that both the president and the vice president have and bring to the work of the president. And then just look at it on the contrary. Look at who we are running against, Donald Trump and J.D. Vance, who are, you know, not only to joke about it, like the least relatable people ever, but also just people that do not seem to have a plan or an interest in addressing the real issues that Americans care about.
Yeah,
Let's talk about one of those real issues. We're talking with Kevin Munoz from the Harris campaign in Wilmington, Delaware right now. I don't want to take up your time, and we're going to play this after you're off so that people can hear the contrast. But I want the word from the Harris campaign. We're going to play this cut. Maybe you've heard it. You probably have. J.D. Vance on the Charlie Kirk program, not something that's in my playlist. But it was on talking to Charlie Kirk, talking about child care. And I'll cut to the chase. What J.D. Vance says the solution is, well, you know, just get mom and dad or grandpa or grandma to watch the kids more often. Now, where I come from in Southwest Wisconsin, that is just, that's a what if it, wouldn't it be lovely if, but there's all kinds of folks that are working hard, two or three jobs that don't have the luxury of family. And there's some of our retired folks, look, they want to have a life of their own and give us the position of the Harris Walls campaign on child care and what Vice President Harris plans to do if elected president of the United States.
Well, you know, first of all, let's talk about a guy that has been in a position for some time now to address child care. Did he vote against the child tax credit when he was a senator? Yes. Did he just recently vote against codifying protections for IVF so that every American family can have access to starting a family? He did vote against that. And so, look, I don't really buy what J.D. Vance has to say when it comes to caring about families, building access to opportunities for families. That's just not in his DNA, it would appear, because he's running with the guy that just doesn't get it. He spent his whole life having things spoon-fed him. So when you look at what the vice president comes from, the daughter of immigrants, the daughter of a single mother, daughter of a renter in a middle-class neighborhood outside Oakland, California, she is coming at this with the mindset of how do we make lives better for you? And so we want to go beyond that child tax credit that we were able to do. That was a huge lifeline during the pandemic, and make sure that we expand upon it and pay for it by making sure the wealthy pay their fair share. And so this is something that would be hugely consequential to American families and make life just a lot better.
Let me get to one other point here, about 2.5 minutes left. Former Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney at Duke University last night endorsed Vice President Harris. Some debate whether or not she meant to really say that or if it slipped out. I never met Liz Cheney. I don't think she does anything without intention. But as a former Republican, I think this is a big deal. Because unlike me, who was a moderate Republican, Liz Cheney is a tried and true principled conservative. I mean, my God, her dad is Dick Cheney. This is not a small thing. And I think there are people in Wisconsin who might be voting for the Register of Deeds because they know the person on the Republican ticket. But when they hear somebody like Liz Cheney say, it's okay, in fact, we must vote for Kamala Harris, I think that's a big deal.
It's a huge deal. It's I think you said this earlier, it's a BFD, if you will. And what it tells us is that we are building a campaign where everybody that cares about our democracy, that cares about our constitution, that cares about bringing this country forward and not taking us backwards, has a place in this campaign. And so the Congresswoman, you're exactly right. She is not a moderate Republican coming into the middle here. She is a very conservative Republican, but she is somebody that understands this election is bigger than party. This is country over party. And so, look, we have earned this support. We have been working tirelessly for it. And we think it's going to create a permission structure, which is basically a fancy way of saying we think it's going to bring more Republicans into the fold. And the work we have to do with this group of Republicans could really be the decider in some of these battleground states like Wisconsin, where there's a good chunk of Republicans that do not feel they have a home in Donald Trump's party.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. As a former Republican, Trevi Olson, senior advisor at Lincoln Project, himself a Wisconsin native, he said this as well. I mean, we were down there at the Democratic convention in Chicago, chants of USA, USA signs, American flags, veterans, disabled veterans, Adam Kinzinger. I'll tell you what it felt like. It felt like a Republican National Convention from the 80s. And these are the Democrats. And it's flipped now. And the party of patriotism and country is the Democratic Party. And Kamala Harris is the candidate.
Yeah. And you know what? It's a party that loves America. It respects our diversity, that understands we are stronger when we focus on bringing the country together. That's not something Donald Trump has understood a day in his life. But we know, and we have this record to show that that's how it changes.
Could not agree more. Kevin Munoz, thanks so much for taking time. We'll be more organized. We'll have our crap together more next time you come on. Thanks so very much. I really appreciate you. Have a great day out there in Delaware. Come on back here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Setter, WRCE. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Friday night's Packer game can only be seen on NBC's Peacock streaming app for the most part. That is, if you don't live in Green Bay or Milwaukee, where you can watch it on your local NBC affiliate. The Packers take on the Philadelphia Eagles in Sao Paulo, Brazil. The Better Business Bureau is warning about bad actors impersonating political campaigns, polls, and nonprofits pressuring you for personal information.
If you do fall victim to a scam and end up giving them money or information, you can contact the FTC or the Attorney General's office. Those can be great resources to do something about it.
Meredith Radford says legitimate campaigns and pollsters won't ask for social security numbers or bank account information. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Governor Tony Evers is kicking off another school year with his annual back-to-school tour. The former state superintendent of public instruction says having someone with the background he has is important in his role as governor. Evers says he hopes a number of school districts across the state can get local referendums passed because some of them need money just so they can keep the doors open. Wisconsin voters in February and April cast ballots for 103 school district referenda, approving 62 of them. September is College Savings Month in Wisconsin. Governor Tony Evers made that proclamation Tuesday. A release from the governor said higher education plays a critical role in recruiting, retaining, and training talented workers for the state's economic well-being. Evers added that a college education should be affordable and accessible for all who choose to pursue it. The two college saving plans Wisconsin offers are EdVest 529 and Tomorrow's Scholar. And that's what you need to know. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. A movie about former President Donald Trump called The Apprentice will see the light of day and be released in October, despite threats and legal challenges by the former president's campaign to squash the film. Producer Dan Beckerman recently sat down with Deadline.com and said the film was well-received at the Cannes Film Festival and that the former president's campaign did not react well to news that there was a controversial sexual assault scene involving Trump and his first wife, Ivana. The producer said the main financer pulled out of the project due to Trump's threats, forcing the production to start a crowdfunding campaign to complete financing. Looking for a good flick? Check out The Spectacular Now, starring Miles Teller, Brie Larson, and Shailene Woodley. The film was released in 2013 and tells the story of Teller's character, a high school senior who loves a party but changes his perspective on life after meeting Woodley's character. Teller's charisma is fun to watch, and the story has comedy, drama, and some feel-good moments. The Spectacular Now can be streamed on Max. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A shower or two lingering this evening, otherwise partly cloudy tonight and a low near 50. A mixture of sunshine and clouds for tomorrow, highs in the mid-60s. Sunshine continues for this weekend, pleasant and warming, upper 60s Saturday, upper 70s Sunday. Currently at 77.
Matt Nair on air.
You know, Greg Bach, I think it is time I need a little time away.
Jane, are you going on vacation?
Yes, I am going on vacation. I feel confident. You're going to do a great job. You got Calvin.
Wait, I'm hosting?
Yes, dear, you're going to be hosting.
I thought you were taking me with you. Okay, I guess I will host the show in your stead. Thank you very much.
I trust you.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, be here next time when our old friend Brady Ewing, former Wisconsin Badgers, stops by with his annual picks, and our friend Peter Rapine from EPOM's World with a week in review. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to Not the Todd Allball Show. That's usually from noon until 2 across the Civic Media Radio Network. I am Todd Allball, though, along with the wonderful and talented Jess at our Waukesha studios at WAUK. This, technically, Jess, we got the memo here, Civic Media Radio Hour, but I much prefer the Italian Stallion Dominic Salvia and the Sex Kittens preview show that is coming up on on Monday. This is gonna be fantastic, by the way. Very happy.
I'm so excited.
That Dominic Salvia is. Yeah, I'm very excited too, and it's gonna be great because Dom is a authentic Italian. He tells me it's all about the sauce. You got to make your sauce slow and low.
Slow and low.
The show, much like Dom's pasta, it's all about the sauce. So you're going to have all kinds of Italian. There may be a cooking segment. I'm not sure. coming up with Dom. He's a great cook. He's never cooked for me, but I hear he's a great cook.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. Something to look forward to.
Yeah, they have a great take on things. The Dominic Salvia Show. Dom Salvia will be here starting on Monday from 4 until 6. We cannot wait. Tomorrow, our good friend and colleague Earl Ingram will be back in this chair for one more round. You can hear Earl on his normal show every morning from 8 until 10 out of WAUK in Waukesha and across the Civic Media Radio Network and, of course, on the Civic Media app. You don't have the app, you say? Let me just tell you, the best day to get the Civic Media app was yesterday. Can't do anything about it. It's over. So do yourself a favor. Go to your favorite app store on either Apple or Android. Type in Civic, C-I-V-C-I-V-I-C. Yes, I can spell Civic. It'll pop up as a little C and the M logo. You click on that. Takes less than a minute. It's free, gratis, cero, as they say in Spanish. Won't cost you a dime. It's what Gail King at CBS calls a deal. The Civic Media app. Download yours today. Do you have the Civic Media app, Jess?
Of course I have the Civic Media app. It's how I... Look,
yes?
My car doesn't get great radio signals.
Oh, really?
It gets pretty crap radio signals.
Really?
Yeah. Right. I don't know why. I don't know what's wrong with it. But I can listen on the app wherever I am, and the sound quality is always perfecto.
Look at that. Sí, señorita. Bueno. We're going to do this next half hour in Spanish.
Oh, no.
Bienvenido a Civic Media aquí. My Spanish is terrible.
I don't know any Spanish.
Really? Oh, I thought
I
you did.
I took Hebrew in high school, not Spanish.
Would that be a show? Half in Hebrew, half in Spanish. And I call mine Gringo Espanol. It's Gringo Spanish. Now, see, we've got a show here. I think we've got a show that we'll put that into the production studios. We'll see. It could be a lot of fun.
Oh, I'm sure it could be.
Speaking of fun, about that Kevin Munoz? I feel like I'm on Let's Make a Deal. Behind curtain number one, a surprise guest, Todd will interview. It could be anybody.
First, Michael Cohn.
All right. Right. That was great. and then we got Kevin Munoz.
Okay, cool.
Who will be next behind curtain number three, or will it be a zonk? No, it won't. There are no zonks on this network. All million-dollar prizes.
Oh, yes.
But no, Kevin Munoz, he was fantastic from the Harris campaign. I appreciate him coming on here on short notice, talking about President Biden being in Wisconsin today, announcing over $500 billion, $573 million to be exact, for renewable energy, particularly for the Dairyland Power Cooperative in western Wisconsin. It's absolutely fantastic. And talk a little bit with Kevin as well about childcare. And you heard right there, Jess. I mean, all this criticism, which is partisan, that somehow Vice President Harris doesn't have a plan, doesn't have anything in writing. Well, let me tell you, as someone who worked on campaigns for over 30 years, a lot of what's in there, I mean, it's really about the person, how they connect, what their intent is. She's been vice president for 3.5 years. She was in the United States Senate before that.
I think we know where Kamala Harris stands on the big issues. But here now to hear this, her campaign going out across the country like they did here and talk about this a little bit, that no, there in fact are plans for small business. And I think that Vice President Harris is somebody who gets it. On my program earlier today, we had Michael Cohen, former Trump fixer and attorney. Michael Cohen spent over a half an hour on the air with our friend and ongoing contributor, Matt Flynn, attorney and former two-time chair of the Democratic Party from Milwaukee. Michael Cohen talked to us on the air, and he verified a lot of things that Matt Flynn and I thought were true, and Michael Cohen, in fact, said it was, that Trump doesn't care about anybody. He's the ultimate narcissist, right? But to hear that from the attorney of this guy, and again, Matt pointed this out as an attorney, that your attorney oftentimes knows you better even than your family.
Oh, for sure. Right? And to have a guy like Michael Cohen, who he was his fixer. He was the guy who came in when Donald Trump made a mess of things, knew those messes as well as anyone possibly could, and work to make them kind of go away. There is no one who knows you better than a fixer.
Absolutely right. And Matt Flynn made this point because we had a couple of callers that said, well, you know, is Michael Cohen just selling books and podcasting? Is he just trying to make a buck here? But Matt and I talked about this. Michael Cohen is the only one who's actually gone and served jail time, real time, because of going under oath and telling the truth under oath and taking responsibility. And look, I take him at his word. And I think that the big question here, beyond policy for the next 60 days, ask yourself a question. If you're somebody that has children or if you have nieces or nephews, would you leave your loved one in the care of Donald Trump or Kamala Harris? I mean, it boils down to that, right? I mean, really, because it comes down to who do you trust?
Yeah.
And I would obviously trust Kamala Harris. I wouldn't leave a dog with Donald Trump.
Oh, goodness, no. I wouldn't leave a chia pet with Donald Trump.
Ch-ch-ch-chia. No, because Rick Wilson from Lincoln Project wrote, everything Trump touches dies.
Right.
That is true. Speaking of that, things that are dying, how about the campaign of J.D. Vance for vice president on the Republican side? Was on the Charlie Kirk program. Not something I listen to a lot. Here is Charlie Kirk interviewing J.D. Vance asking about childcare.
What can we do about lowering the cost of daycare? Hayden, obviously a working family, and it's very hard for working families to get by. How will we lower the cost of daycare?
You know, such an important question, Charlie. And I think one of the things that we can do is make it easier for family models to choose or for families to choose whatever model they want, right? So one of the ways that you might be able to relieve a little bit of pressure on people who are paying so much for daycare is make it so that you know, maybe like grandma or grandpa wants to help out a little bit more. Or maybe there's an aunt or uncle that wants to help out a little bit more. If that happens, you relieve some of the pressure on all the resources that we're spending in daycare. Now, you talk about just daycare. Let's say you don't have somebody who can provide that extra set of hands. What we've got to do is actually empower people to get trained in the skills that they need for the 21st century. We've got a lot of people who love kids, who would love to take care of kids, but they can't either because they don't have access to the education that they need, or maybe more importantly, because the state government says you're not allowed to take care of children unless you have some ridiculous certification that has nothing to do with taking care of kids. So empower people to get the skills they need. Don't force every early child care specialist to go and get a 6-year college degree where they've got a whole lot of debt and Americans are much poorer because they're paying out the wazoo for daycare. Empower working families, empower people who want to do these things for a living, and that's what we got to do. All right.
A lot to unpack there. Mm-hmm. J.D. Vance on Charlie Kirk. First of all, as someone who comes from parents who were divorced while I was 11 and my sister was 4 years younger, yes, my grandparents did help out. And I think for families that have that luxury, that's fine and that's great. But we have a crisis in childcare today in this country. It is exorbitant. Again, I don't have my own. I'm a childless cat lady. I don't have kids of my own. I have godsons and nieces, but friends who have childcare. I mean, it's gotten to the point in some places in this state where it takes one of a couple's income to almost pay for the childcare. So not everybody has the luxury. And also, grandpa and grandma worked hard, and they deserve a life too after retirement. You know, they don't need another 10 years of being a childcare person.
Not to mention, that's if they're able to retire. That's exactly. If grandma and grandpa aren't still working full time because they need to.
100%. And then this whole line of J.D. Vance's about, you know, we don't need someone to have to go through all these licenses. Well, look, childcare is serious business. You can't just have turn over your kids to someone who isn't vetted, who hasn't been properly trained how to deal with children. And then the third point, Vance saying, you know, people shouldn't have to have six-year degrees and thousands of debt to be a childcare person. Now, look, I never heard of having to have a six-year degree.
Me neither.
To do that. It's just rhetoric. And what Republicans and MAGA folks and Trumpism doesn't want to face is the fact that we need to, A, tax big corporations. I'm not talking about small business people that are worth a couple of million dollars. I'm talking about the Elon Musks of the world. Need to tax those folks more. And then we need to have a responsible government to put that money and have affordable childcare, have matching grants for folks with certain income levels, and create more childcare centers at affordable prices. That's hard stuff. That you have to be thoughtful about that. And to simply say, well, you know, just have grandma and grandpa help out more. These are unserious people, the MAGA folks, the leadership, Trump and Vance. And again, we heard it on my show today from Michael Cohen directly. Donald Trump does not care about you, about us, about any Wisconsinite. He's going to fly into Mosinee this weekend, north of Wausau. He's going to say, oh, look at my beautiful people. And I mean, he's saying just ridiculous things. Women love me, all this kind of crap. And I get it. There are people where I come from, rural Wisconsin, who are truly hurting and struggling. And I've said before that I think one of the reasons that Hillary Clinton lost as someone who voted for her was that she didn't take time being empathetic and understanding of people who came from rough places. I think that Kamala Harris is exactly the opposite. She's come here. Tim Walz is exactly the opposite. These are people who care, who've gone through struggles, who are coming to Wisconsin and saying, look, I get you. We heard from Michael Cohen earlier today. Donald Trump does not get us. It's all a grift. It's all a show. And I understand coming from divorced parents who stood in line for government cheese and closed off our kitchen and our heat was our oven and we ate cardboard pizza and my mom had the last couple of slices and went to bed hungry. I get hurt. I get that you want someone to care about you. But Donald Trump is not that person. He's not a Republican. As a former Republican, I can tell you it is antithetical. What he is and what he says and what he does, most importantly, is antithetical to the Republican Party that was born in Ripon, Wisconsin. Come on back. Have the last segment here on the Dominic Selvia Foreplay Show. Coming up on Monday, he will be here in this time slot from 4 until 6. Jess Todd, Civic Media. Come on back here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west, northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898. But 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
News from the Center, WRCE.
T-shirt said Virginia is for lovers, had a Bible in his left hand and a bottle in the other. He said all you're really given is the sunshine in your name. We both started laughing when the sky started to rain. Get along down the road.
Chesney here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Great advice. I let that play just like it can go. You're good to go. I know. I love that song. You understand, Jess? I love that song.
It's beautiful. This is a new song to me, and I'm really enjoying it. Yeah.
It's one of the reasons I love Kenny Chesney because, and I'm grew up on country, and so I like.
I did not.
I mean, I like Willie Nelson and Johnny Cash in the older country. I'm not a big, there's some of the more modern-ish country that I'm not big on. But one of the reasons I've loved Kenny Chesney for so long is that, you know, he says in his music, not in his music, but he has a Sirius XM channel called No Shoes Nation or No Shoes Radio. And because one of his songs is No Shoe, No Shoes, No Shirt, No Problem. And he calls it his fans No Shoes Nation. And then the Sirius XM station is No Shoes Radio. And he says in there, look, when you come to my show, when you listen to this channel, we're not going to do politics. We're not going to take sides here. This is a place for everyone. And to me, that song about Get Along is that if we'd focus more on what unites us than what divides us, we'd be better off.
There's just so much more there.
Right.
I mean, we see the differences bigger, and our brains, they are structured that way. It's just like, you know, we remember the bad things more clearly than we remember the good. It's how our brains are wired. There's a reason for it. It's evolutionarily defensive. And it limits us. So we need the practice, and we need to build up those skills of identifying where we get along, where we are the same rather than where we are different.
Could not agree more. Jess is down in our studios at WAUK in Waukesha. Todd here in Madison, the world headquarters, high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square. The sun is setting, Jess, behind me here, the Overture Center in downtown in Madison. Days are getting a little shorter. Classes reopening here at Madison, as I'm sure they are at Marquette and you know, Milwaukee down in southeast Wisconsin and across the state. I am usually with you from noon until 2, but starting on on Monday, I'll still be noon to 2, but it's been a long day.
Don't announce another major network change here. We can't handle it.
The way this day is going, I'm going to go to my email and find out I'm not. I don't know.
Oh, no.
No. I plan on being with you noon until 2 on Monday, as well as tomorrow. Earl Ingram will be here 4 to 6 tomorrow. But here's the exciting news. People who love Dominic Selvia I hear, you know, there's a lot of people that love him.
It's a long line, yeah.
A long line. He's a married man now, but I heard before that there was just a trail of females in tears that they were not chosen. But the Italian stallion, the Italian lover, the radio broadcaster extraordinaire, Dominic Salvia, will be right here in this chair starting on Monday from 4 until 6. The Dominic Salvia Show. Really looking forward to that. And congratulations, well deserved, to Dominic. Cannot wait. But fill in the chair here for a couple more minutes and appreciate all of you listening, talking about childcare, about J.D. Vance saying, well, you know, the solution for the Trump side is just have your family take care of it. Have a texter here off the text line. Eric from Lodi says his wife worked in childcare for 20 plus years. And you don't need, contrary to what J.D. Vance said, 6 years of education. The basic courses were weeks long, says Eric. The main problem is the low child care teacher pay. And boy, howdy. someone who has family in education, particularly my mom's side of the family, we're all educators, including my sister and brother-in-law. And they're absolutely right. Eric's right from Lodi. Mm-hmm. Particularly after Act 10 and what Scott Walker did to the state with Act 10. Not allowing public employees to collectively bargain. Mm-hmm. And then you put on, I don't think people understand this, or a lot of people don't, unless you have people in your family in education. All the things that educators have to do outside of teaching. You have something called IEPs, which are reports that teachers and counselors and administrators not only have to write, but you have to put this together and attend. Basically, any kid who has a behavioral problem or a learning problem. A challenge. And there's all this paperwork that's required, the state puts forward. And teachers spend hours at this trying to individualize programs for a kid who's struggling. I could go on and on, but there's all these things that happen beyond the classroom, and then their pay gets cut, their benefits cost more.
And the expectations go up too.
Yes. Yes. And expectations go up too. And we have a crisis in the state of people We have a reduction in enrollment in people enrolling in educational courses across the state, and a crisis of a lack of teachers across the state. And people, especially where I come from in small town Wisconsin, our public schools are our communities. Where you go to local sports events, the local band and choir concerts, the art festivals. It's usually at the school. And the more we invest in education, public education in the state, the better off we are. Are you a Packers fan, Jess?
I feel like if I say that I'm not, that
you can say no.
I mean, it's just I'm not a football fan.
Well, that's fine.
I like baseball.
Well, the Brewers are doing great.
The Brewers are doing great. Oh, yeah.
Well, speaking of,
Packers tonight.
Packers tomorrow night.
Tonight.
Yeah, Packers Thursday? Tomorrow night. Well, there's it's Kansas City and I think Baltimore tonight. Tomorrow from Brazil, the Packers taking on Philadelphia. And sadly, you have to have the Peacock to see that.
Yes.
You have to stream it on the Peacock. Yeah. But here in all seriousness, Sao Paulo's state government said it will deploy hundreds of police officers to provide escorts for team buses on tomorrow night's game between the Eagles and the Packers after players expressed concern about playing in Brazil. So be careful down there, Packer fans. And for Jess, there's a new movie coming out called Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 82 Brewers. Do not miss it. It premieres around Wisconsin in Marcus Theaters next Friday night. Thank you, Jess. Appreciate you. Stay tuned for Earl Ingram and Pete Schwabba next here on Civic Media.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, political editor of Civic Media and Recombobulation founder Dan Schaefer joins us, and Todd Michaels with Ghost Stories.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Matinair on air.
You know, Greg Bach, I think it is time I need a little time away.
Jane, are you going on vacation?
Yes, I am going on vacation. I feel confident. You're going to do a great job. You got Calvin.
Wait, I'm hosting?
Yes, dear, you're going to be hosting.
I thought you were taking me with you. Okay, I guess I will host the show in your stead. Thank you very much.
I trust you.
Matinee on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.